I just, you know, my thing with college is that you have to have someone at your college that believes the same blood you believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I it's tough for me to have somebody else there, you know, that wasn't a part.
Right.
You know, that just doesn't have their roots there. You know, they can't tell the players how it used to be and how it can be. You know, so I think it's going to be difficult. And anytime you change, you know, coaches,
right,
you have a slot. You know, I think that's one thing that ECU does a little too often is that we change too often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to stick with something.
Right.
You know, because if you don't, you're going to always be in that rebuilding stage. And the players that came in there, you know, expecting that for that one coach to be there, this is not. But then you can't rush to hire someone. You know, you have to take your time to hire the right person. It may not be the best coach, but it may be the right person for your team.
Right.
You know, that's willing to learn, willing to grow with the program. And, you know, I certainly hope that they do well. You know, but I know just from knowing sports and knowing business, anytime I change managers in my business now, that there's a slight decline in the performance of a store.
Right.
So I know there's going to be a slight decline in what they did this past year.
Right.
You know, it's very, very rarely, you know, if you get, you know, a team that's been, you know, 1-10 or 2-9, and then the next year they're 9-2.
Right.
After changing coaches.
Right.
So, you know, as you have to make a commitment.